I'd like to speak a little first about the sheep. Reference has been made to Ezekiel 34 a number of times, and about the false shepherds, and about the Lord in his care for the sheep. But if you were to turn, then you might, to Ezekiel 34, he also has a word for the flock. Verse 17, "And as for you, O my flock, saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between rams and the he-goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but ye must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but ye must foul the residue with your feet. As for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which ye fouled with your feet." And so he goes on, "I will judge that," he says. "Therefore, saith the Lord, behold, I, even I, will judge between fat cattle and between lean cattle, because ye have thrust with side and shoulder and pushed all the diseased with your horns." So on. So the sheep, they don't go out without being talked to. And we might see a lot of failure in the shepherds. And there is. There's none of us who would say, "I've done it all perfect." There's only one who did it right. But you know, the sheep are also responsible and will have to give account. And a lot of butting shoulder against shoulder conflicts that there are the sheep. They're not ready to take advice or counsel. They're not ready to be guided. God comes in and deals with them, gives them difficulties to show what happens when the sheep are unruly. And so there's that point I want to mention. Then in John 15, as to our love to the brethren. And we want to just notice an order in which this is presented here. John 15, verse 9. "As the Father hath loved me," I tie in with what Brother Wagdy said in John 10, "therefore does the Father love me." But now, "as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you." Now we can understand that the Father loved the Son. And he could say, "therefore, that the Father loved me, because I laid down my life." But then this phrase that's added, "so have I loved you," there was nothing in us that drew forth his love. We didn't give him an incentive by anything we did, rather the opposite. But there we see a divine, sovereign love that flowed out through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father's love could only be channeled through one who was his equal. And thus it came to you and me. Now when I read that, he says, "continue ye in my love." How do I do that? Continue in my love. That is, like in Jude, keep yourselves in the love of God. That is, keep in the consciousness because God says it. Not because I feel it, but because he tells me that I am loved, even by the Lord, even as the Father loved him. And to bask, as it were, in the sunshine of his love. Regardless of my condition, regardless of how I react, I will not enjoy it if I don't respond to it, but it doesn't change on his part. How much are you enjoying this thought, as the Father loved the Lord Jesus? That's how much the Lord Jesus loves you and me. I can't explain it, but I believe it. he says it. And then he goes on to say, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. So how do we abide in his love? That is, how do we abide in the sense and consciousness of his love? It is by keeping his commandments. Just like a child at home. If he's obedient, he will enjoy the love of the parents. If he isn't, or she isn't, immediately there'll be a little something between, a cloud between. And the child might try to escape the presence of the parent. But here is one keeping by keeping commandments, and he says, that your joy may be full. You know, how much joy do we have in the consciousness of this? It's a time of sorrow, suffering, but here's a joy, full joy he speaks of. And when that full joy is there, now comes the commandment. This is my commandment, that ye love one another. Because you're so nice. Or, you know, you mentioned that. Love some of them. No. He says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another. How? As I have loved you. As I have loved you. Have you kept up to that? Have we failed in that? I'm sure we all agree. We failed time and again. Time and again. To remember, he's the brother. Verse was quoted in 1 John. He that begat. If he, then, pardon? Yes. He that loveth him, yeah, that begat, loves also them that are begotten. So there's that bond that links us. We're not conscious enough in our personal enjoyment, in that relationship that has been established between me and the Lord, his love to me. I can see that personally. Each individual, the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. But he did that for you too, for each one. Each one. So here we're a company of those whom the Lord has loved. And now, if we're in the enjoyment of that love, that type of love, if I may put it that way, that kind of love is no respecter of persons. It is divine love. It's not natural to our hearts. But the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, Romans 5, by the Holy Spirit given unto us. And so there we find then that love that is necessary. And greater love, he says, the next verse, hath no man than that a man lay down his life for his friends. Now we are there exactly where we began earlier. So here the love is expressed in laying down your life for your friends. But he did more. He laid down his life for his enemies. Such were we. And so this is here, thou, if we come to this 21st chapter, then we notice how beautiful he develops this thought here in the end. And he further develops this when he goes on what we haven't read, but he says, come and dine. Come and dine. He invites them. And so when they come, he invites them. They had already caught. Have you caught nothing? We touched on that. Our brother did. When he went in self-will or following Peter, they caught nothing. For without me, you can do nothing, our brother pointed out. But then he told them, you cast your nets on that side of the ship. They cast their nets. And they caught so many that they couldn't even bring them to shore. They had to ask, get help to bring them in. But when they bring them in, then he addresses them in a new way. Now he shows them how they can minister to another. And he had a table prepared for them. Come and dine.
The studies have brought me, people have mentioned back to Psalm 23, but I wanted to ask a couple of questions from there. We've been talking about the Lord Jesus as the good shepherd who cares for his own. And I just want us to ask ourselves, are we in the good of the shepherd's care? I shall not want. Do we have that which we can share with somebody else because he's provided for us? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Do we have that which we can feed on? Can we share what we're feeding on with those that God has brought into our lives? He leadeth me beside the still waters to drink deeply of his love and of the Spirit's ability to reveal the Lord Jesus to us. Do we share that with others? He restoreth my soul. You know, Peter is asked, after already it says in another gospel, and has appeared unto Simon. So, and he uses the same name, but he has appeared, and it was a private restoration. He restoreth my soul. There's a private restoration. There's also a public restoration where before the others, it wasn't in private here. The others could hear clearly what he was asking him. You know, when you read Luke 22, he said, Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when once thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. So he knew what it meant to be made right with the Lord. First off, he was made right, I think, in the first time he cast out the nest, he said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. At that moment, I believe he came into a living relationship with the Lord Jesus. Now we find, at the end of his journey, he's made right again, only this time with restorative grace. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And paths of righteousness, that's the root. Jeremiah says, ask for the old paths, wherein is the way. There's a way God has given to his people, and he's given us to walk in these paths of righteousness. And can we lead others in that path of righteousness to follow along like we've been asking? So I just wanted to bring out these things. He's my shepherd. Do I know him personally? And if so, can I share him with somebody else? I shall not want. Has he made provision for me? Then maybe I can make provision for somebody else. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He's provided that upon which I can feed. We can help to feed each other, to build up in our most holy faith. And he leadeth me beside still waters, refreshment, continually refreshing our souls. And he restoreth my soul. I just wanted to bring these things just so we can ask, if what God has done for me through the Lord Jesus, can I do it for my brethren, or even as we had in evangelism, for those on the outside who are looking in and saying, some of them are actually saying, I wish I had a shepherd like that that could take care of my life because I've made a wreck of it and I don't know what to do. And then we can come in and share that the Lord has been on our side and brought us into a right relationship with God through his sacrifice on the cross and his resurrection for our justification.